Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening. Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. On today's program, a day after President Obama came to Michigan giving a politically charged speech, I'll be joined by the head of the Michigan Democratic Party to talk about the fallout. And then Michigan's Attorney General says that medical marijuana laws are being abused and exploited. I'll talk to the director of Michigan Normal about what medical marijuana advocates think about that. But first, the Florida pastor who gained worldwide infamy for burning a Koran, causing a stir right here in Lansing as he announces that he'll be appearing in the capital city in September. To talk about his impending visit and the reaction he's creating, I'm joined by Reverend Terry Jones, who leads the Florida-based Dove World Outreach Center. Thank you for joining me, Reverend Jones.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Now, your visit is, or impending visit is causing an immediate reaction. Lansing Mayor Virg Bernero putting out a statement saying that, quote, the citizens of Lansing and the great state of Michigan categorically reject the hate-filled rhetoric spewed by this despicable individual. Everything he represents runs counter to the values of tolerance and diversity. With your infamy, which includes declaring September 11th the International Burn a Koran Day, do you understand why the mayor would have this reaction to your planned visit?
No, I do not. We have done other interviews and made it very clear why we are coming there. We are going to be appearing anyway in Detroit there in court the day after at 2 p.m. concerning the whole issue there with Dearborn and Wayne County. But as far as the Capitol goes there, we are going to be speaking there because we, I believe, like many Americans, we are very, very concerned about the direction that the economy is going, the direction the country is going. And at that particular rally, I'm going to speak on the moral, economical, and spiritual decay of America. I believe that if you check what we have said in the past, even in Dearborn, our information is out there, our website, our YouTubes. I don't believe that our message is one of hate.
So at this point, with the types of the situation we're facing economically, do you then agree that Muslim extremists are really the least of our problems?
Oh, I would not say that. I would definitely say that we have very large problems. I would definitely say that we cannot ignore. I will be then on Thursday night at Charles Convention Center. I will be speaking there on the influence or the destructive force of Islam. I will be talking about Islam's contribution or lack of contribution to the world, the radical element of Islam, Sharia. I think Islam is definitely worldwide and in America a definite concern. But definitely I agree with you that right now what is going on in Washington, what President Obama is doing, if we do not have a drastic change, 14.5 trillion dollar deficit, I think that we are headed definitely for a would then be a worldwide depression. I believe that we have to radically do something, and my concern is that and that's why we're speaking out. I believe our politicians in Washington simply do not have the guts to make the necessary cuts and decisions that have to be made.
Now, this topic that you're talking about, the title of it is, as you said, the destructive force of Islam. You know, that would certainly outrage not only Muslims, but many of those who want to avoid scapegoating any religious group. Isn't that what you're doing by declaring this single religion a destructive force?
Well, one of the main problems that we have with Islam is not the fact that it is a, let's say, a religion. According to our First Amendment, and we respect that they have the right to be here, worship, build mosque, evangelize. The problem that we have with Islam is what we see in Islam and Quran-dominated countries. We do not see their freedom of speech, freedom of religion. And the problem we have with that is as many, not all Muslims, of course, many of them, I'm sure, are very peace-loving. They love America. They love the Constitution. But there is perhaps a number, and perhaps a large number, who desire to institute Sharia and change the Constitution. That is actually where our concerns are at and where we try to address the warning.
Now, I know you spent some time in Germany, but have you ever spent any significant amount of time in an Islamic country to really get a firsthand experience of how their society functions?
Well, as you said, I spent 30 years actually in Europe, so I saw there the growing radical element of Islam there. I spent many of those years, or most of that time, in Germany, where now whole areas and neighborhoods are Sharia-controlled. You see the problems that we have in England, the problems that we have there in France. I have been in Muslim-dominated countries. I have been there to Egypt twice. And I have many, many, many Coptic friends.
I'm talking to Reverend Terry Jones. He leads the Florida-based Dove World Outreach Center, and he will be in Lansing in September. Now, Pastor Jones, you focus on Muslim extremists, although there are extremists of all kinds, and they have been shown to be dangerous. Why are you so focused on Islam?
Yeah, basically because of Sharia, of course. In every political or religious group, there are extremes, there are fanatics. I don't really see that so much in Christianity. I see the fanatics in Christianity in the area of doctrine, but I don't see it in the area of promoting the killing of other religions or unbelievers. Like I said, our problem is the Sharia aspect, and our problem is the Quran, especially the Medina, that does seem to have very, very many verses that promote violence.
Isn't it a little disingenuous to say you're strongly opposed to the Islam religion, yet you have full tolerance for Muslims? Many Muslims would say that hardly makes sense.
Yeah, I understand that, but what I'm trying to make them understand, I'm talking about honoring our Constitution. And as an American, I have to honor the Constitution just as they should. And according to the Constitution, they have full rights here in America, and they can exercise their religion. That's what I'm talking about. And then the religious aspect, as I said, my problem with them is the radical element of Islam and the Sharia aspect.
And what about the fact that the vast majority of Muslims are, in fact, moderate?
Yeah, I believe that that is true, and those Muslims are, of course, more than welcome here in America. We have absolutely no problem with them. I understand that some of the activities that we have done or the things that we have said with the March 20th event where we put the Quran on trial and we burned it, I understand fully. Someone here just the other day brought a Bible and burned it here in our front yard. I understand that people can be insulted by some of our actions. I would like for them to a certain extent, if possible, look beyond that and look at the message that we are trying to send, not to them, they are welcome here, but to that radical element.
Well, I wonder, though, why specifically incite Muslim extremists? We know that, that's something they view as very offensive. Why burn a Quran and incite them so directly?
Well, as you know, our first event, International Burn a Quran Day, I mean, that was instituted as a warning to the radical element of Islam. That was also then later brought together with the proposed mosque there at Ground Zero, of course, of which we are also very, very much against. We canceled that event. Then later what we did was we had an International Judge the Quran Day, where we gave Muslims an opportunity to come here, which they did. Some Muslims came. We had an imam here. We had the trial in Arabic and in English to give them a chance to defend the Quran. At that particular time, they defended the Quran very, very poorly, and the Quran was found guilty, and as a result of that guilty verdict, it was burned.
We have about a minute left. My question then to you is, now that you make all these distinctions, but there are people that are going to take these actions and view them as hateful, who may themselves be hateful people, and they might, in a way, justify their hate by the actions that you're taking. Isn't that a concern of yours?
Yes, that is definitely a concern. That is why by any event that we have, we try to make that very clear of the difference between the radical element of Islam, the modern Muslim, and we really encourage people to listen to what we have to say, which I believe does not promote violence or hatred.
Reverend Terry Jones, he leads the Florida-based Dove World Outreach Center. He will be here in Lansing in September. Thank you for joining me, Reverend Jones.
Thank you.